Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. You dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Now, I don't know if you want to necessarily consider our advice any more valuable than anyone else's. We just had some guy call in with a question. Not just some guy, but Craig in Kentucky. He called in with a question about what to do. He's losing mail. The mail from a couple of different locations is not making it to his house. He's in a small town in Kentucky. I suggested there could be a post office employee who's got a vendetta against him that's just, you know, taking his mail and saying, whoops, how'd that fall in the shredder? Or, oh, that just accidentally got lit on fire.
I've never heard of anybody losing so much mail.
Really?
I've never heard of that.
I don't know, man. I had a couple of things, and I don't think it was very much, but there were one or two items that were delivered to me back when I was in Florida that were just delivered in such a strange manner. Like, they made it to me, but they were delivered in such a mutilated and destroyed manner that someone had to have opened these things on purpose at some point. And when that stuff happens, it just creeps you out, man. You just have to wonder, what is going on? Why? First of all, if you're going to open one of my packages, why would you deliver it in this way? Like, completely mutilated package delivered. What are you doing? What is going on here? If there's not a note attached, explain. Whoops, you know, this got shoved in the crushing machine.
What you going to do about it?
Right, exactly. Nothing. Nothing. So,
they got a monopoly on it, so.
Or, yeah, they've got a near monopoly. They have a monopoly technically on mail under a dollar. So first class mail.
The delivered, basically, there's a term for it. Mark, do you know the term for the mail that they have a monopoly on?
First class mail.
Well, okay.
That is the term.
All right.
The stamps, the 44-cent stamps, the Liberty stamps, those are first class.
44 cents! It's outrageous.
Oh, don't worry. They'll raise the price soon enough. So my point was that, you know, we'll take your calls about anything, but we're not licensed psychologists or, you know, experts on anything, but beyond just being talk show hosts. And I don't know if we're even experts on that. But I don't know, Mark, since we're paid, does that make us professional advice givers? Or can we make that claim?
I guess we're professional. We're professionals at it. That doesn't make us any good.
But we don't get paid to give advice. We just get paid to do a talk show.
If you call. So. We'll give you advice.
Yeah.
It's worth
Don't we have to always issue that disclaimer? We are not lawyers. We are, you know.
Or even competent.
But there are three of us here. And so having three of us makes it more likely you'll get a variety of advice rather than, you know, the guru, right? Because there are these radio talk shows out there with the guru, like the advice guy. I haven't really listened to much of them. One of them's Clark Howard, and from what I've heard, you know, the guy knows what he's talking about on a lot of issues.
That's who the guy should call about it. But Clark Howard does seem to know a lot about a lot of different financial things.
But either way, I think in the case of those shows, you're still dealing with that singular personality, that person who is put up on this pedestal as the all exalted one, the one who knows what you should do, the one who has all of your answers for you. We'll have something. We'll come up with some kind of an answer. But you know, keep it in mind that we're just men with microphones. So I appreciate anybody that calls with a question, though. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And I think that's, you know, one of the real outstanding qualities about the show is it's not a personality show. We've got different people that host Free Talk Live, different personalities in the studio at all times throughout the week. And so it's important because it actually allows us to check one another. So, Mark, you were talking about during the break how I've said in the past that the U.S. dollar is worthless. And obviously I'm being hyperbolic in that case, but you'll check me on something like that. You'll call me out onto the carpet. And I think it's important to have that that factor so the host doesn't go out crazy with their ego.
People call me the voice of reason, and I'm sure that there are folks out there that would disagree that I am, in fact, reasonable.
Some might call you the voice of fascism as well.
I think that the best term is reasonable by comparison.
So 800-259-9231. We will continue here coming up. Disturbing story about virgins being people being checked for virginity at the airport. You thought the TSA had gone too far? Well, just wait till you hear this one. Mark, you're going to share that with us here in a moment. But first, from Blountville, Tennessee, TriCities.com reporting that at least four different law enforcement agencies were involved in an April operation that destroyed a home at 361 Ellis Road, but none will take responsibility for leading the effort to apprehend a man who later turned himself in. Sullivan County Mayor Steve Godsey said that his sheriff's department did not call the shots, although the house is located in their jurisdiction. He said, to me, that was assistance to a federal agency, referring to the U.S. Marshals Service, which crossed state lines to serve an arrest warrant. The federal agency is the one that ran it, according to the mayor. But the U.S. Marshals Service spokes bureaucrat Byron Scheitz said agents simply assisted local police in serving an arrest warrant.
Oh, God.
So here you are with yet another example of pass-the-buck finger-pointing when it comes to these government agencies. You've got a burned house from tear gas canisters, and wait till you hear how the fire started. That's still to come in this story. But you've got a burned-out house, and all the bureaucrats in the case are pointing their fingers at the other agencies, and it's like some sort of, if it weren't a burned-out home and somebody's lives that we're talking about here, it would be comedic. It would be like some sort of a skit out of Abbott and Costello, you know, who's on first? Oh, no, it's them over there. They did it. No, they did it. And nobody's taking responsibility here. And why should they? Why should they? What's in it for them to take responsibility for being the agency that was in charge of somebody having their house burned down?
Yeah, who
or partially burned down? Because, well, I mean, they could take responsibility. It's not like they'd have to pay for it, or it's not like they'd be held actually financially responsible or anything like that. But they don't even have to go that far. I mean, if they don't take responsibility in the first place, who are they going to sue? Who will they name in the lawsuit? If no agency is clearly the agency responsible.
It's insane.
Now, there's more here. U.S. Marshals again claim that they were just assisting the local police. The warrant was for the arrest of Junior Kemper Spradlin, 42 years old, on a charge of second-degree murder that was filed in Abingdon. So, at least in this case, they were going after somebody who might have actually been a violent person instead of somebody that had a bag of pot. But on the other hand, did they go a little too far in their efforts? Well, you tell me here in a moment. Federal agents and local officers from Tennessee and Virginia surrounded the house on Ellis Road where his mother lived in a day-long standoff, April 27th. But police never found him inside. So they had a standoff for a day with no one home. Is that my understanding?
I guess he's holding them at bay.
However, a bomb squad robot sent looking for him. Remember, it's all about officer safety. We talked to Nick from copblock.org a moment ago, and he talks about how in all these different police reports of various different police abuse stories across the country, one of the priorities is always officer safety. So instead of actually sending their own men in, they send a robot in. They're not interested in taking any significant level of risk themselves. So they sent this clunky robot inside, and guess what? The bomb squad robot set the blaze when it dropped a canister of tear gas in the living room.
I don't know. Okay, so robots only do what they're told to do. They follow. I mean, is Herbie the bomb squad robot getting the blame here for Bubba pushing the wrong button?
No. What was the robot doing with tear gas if it was just in there looking for him? If they just sent
gas him, if he found it.
My guess is it's just installed with tear gas all the time.
That could be the case. Federal agents, again, let's see here. They fire scorched all of the furniture in the home, family heirlooms, and extensive record collection. Days after the siege, tear gas tossed into the home still burned eyes and sinuses. That morning, federal agents and deputies spotted Mr. Spradlin driving through Blountville. A high-speed chase wound through the town and ended at the house. Deputies reported seeing him on the front porch and later spotted movement inside the home. So, I'm pretty sure I'm understanding this correctly. It says here, that morning. So they're going back in time here and telling the story. So we've got the situation is, they spent a day in a so-called standoff with a man who ended up not being in the house. How did this guy, now I know the police are incompetent, but how did this guy lead them on a high-speed chase, which means they were right behind him, to his house, or this house, and then lose them? He lost them.
He's got an escape hatch.
1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. There's a little bit more to the story here. We'll tell you about it and take your thoughts, calls and thoughts. 800-259-9231. You take control. Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Up what you want, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. We invite you to our website. We've got a lot of stuff there. We give it to you free. The mobile site is one of those features. You can just go to m.freetalklive.com for quick access to our live streams, as well as the podcast. Go to m.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever been the victim of an injustice and then decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too expensive? Jurisdictionary.com is the course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. Until you know those rules, you're fighting in the dark. You're not going to learn those rules from watching CSI or something like that. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters or in state or federal courts. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and the 4-CD course is so easy the average 8th grader could learn it in a weekend. Visit jurisdictionary.com, download the free tools they have there for you, the free legal flowchart, the free weekly tips and tactics newsletter, use the free legal dictionary and watch the free videos. Then buy the course, jurisdictionary.com. Remember to use the Free Talk Live pull-down menu in the pull-down menu thing there when you check out, and just to let them know where you heard it, jurisdictionary.com.
Talking about another story of yet more police bungling, and in this particular case, the police refuse, because there is a multi-jurisdictional or multi-agency operation, the police are refusing to own up as far as who made the call, who was in charge. There was the U.S. Marshals and the local cops in Blountville, Tennessee, the sheriffs there, and I think a couple of other agencies, apparently some officers from Virginia and other places in Tennessee, had come to surround a home after they had chased someone who was wanted on a second-degree murder charge. Now, second degree, Mark, what is the difference between a first degree and second degree murder?
A first degree murder means that I come over to your house because I hate you and I shoot you in the head.
Premeditated, right?
Right. A second degree means that I have a gun on my hip and then you're spouting off like you normally do. I get angry and then I shoot you.
So would you say that a second degree murderer is not quite as dangerous as a first degree murderer?
I think that that's I don't know how you would say that. I mean, many first degree murderers are in for killing their wives, and so otherwise they operate relatively safely in society. I don't know how you could say that necessarily.
You were talking earlier, Mark, about the police and how a lot of them have a tendency to escalate a situation wherein they could have de-escalated. They choose to escalate the violence that is involved in that situation, and in this case, it's a very screwed up story from multiple aspects. One, you've got the fact that the cops refuse to take any level of responsibility. The U.S. Marshals are saying, well, it was the local cops and we were just assisting. And the local cops are saying, well, it's U.S. Marshals raid and we were assisting. And so nobody's taking responsibility in the hopes that they can't get, you know, be sued for this. Not that they would ever be held responsible for it anyway. That stuff rarely happens. But essentially, they nearly burnt down this family's home. There was significant fire scorching done to all of the furniture in the house and lots of family heirlooms and valuables. What apparently happened was the police had chased this guy to this house, and what was described as a high-speed chase. He was then seen, allegedly, on the front porch of the house, and later, the police say they spotted movement in the home, but after a day's so-called standoff, the police were unable to find this man in the home, when they finally went in there after burning it down, nearly burning it down.
The answer is obvious. That place is haunted.
Oh, and the kicker is this big bad man who they're out looking for, and they have this high speed chase with, and they burn this house nearly to the ground. This big bad guy goes and turns himself in later. So was it really necessary to roll in 14 canisters of tear gas? Because that's how many canisters of tear gas that they utilized.
So Kirby the robot who accidentally dropped off the canister of tear gas that set the house on fire accidentally dropped 14 canisters?
Well, that's not the claim here. The claim is that it was the robot who dropped a canister that started the fire, but the police also shot in total 14 or maybe 13 additional.
I don't think it's very fair to blame Herbie here in this particular instance. I mean, this is kind of, Herbie, it was Herbie. Hi.
He did it.
You people sit in your fancy little riot robot. It set that at people's house on fire. It wasn't my tear gas canister.
Good Lord. So there's more, though, to the story, because the news agencies actually got to look at these tear gas canisters because the cops don't clean up their mess. When the cops come in and they, you know, screw your life up and destroy your home, whether we're talking about setting it on fire or we're talking about just coming in and searching through it and just tossing everything everywhere. The cops,
cutting open couch cushions and
yeah,
who knows
all
what
of
else.
The cops never clean up their mess, and so therefore all of those canisters were left there, and the news agencies got a nice close look at them, apparently. This is according to TriCities.com. According to the story here, they, again, 13 canisters, one of them that they found, and it may have been more than one here, let's see, in the Ellis Road neighborhood, tear gas canisters still littered the lawns days after the incident. Stamped onto the bottom of one canister found near the steps of the burned house is an expiration date of March 2007.
Oh, lovely.
So the police officers are using outdated canisters, and actually on the canister it says that if it's out of date, then it's only for training purposes. You may only use these for training purposes.
This was just a training...
Found under the window of a neighbor's house was a pile of used 6-inch long shell casings for tear gas launched from a rifle. Stenciled in blue along the sides of the smoke-blackened casings are the words 37mm ferret barricade penetrating projectile. The Abingdon police chief, when asked who was in charge, referred questions elsewhere. He said, "You need to call Sullivan County." And of course, at the beginning of the story, they talked to Sullivan County. And Sullivan County said that they need to talk to the U.S. Marshals, and U.S. Marshals said that you need to talk to the local cops because we were just there helping them out. So
nobody's
there you have
responsible.
It.
That's government for you. You know, when things go awry, and quite often they do with the government, when things go awry, nobody's responsible. In this case, the agencies themselves won't even take responsibility. Usually it's one individual in the government that doesn't have to take responsibility. It's referred to the agency. In this case, the agencies aren't responsible. Who are you going to sue?
The thing is, you know, people, the whole reason why governments get created, people have this burning need for someone to hold people accountable, right? They don't believe that people will be accountable otherwise. And then they create this notion of government. And then who's supposed to hold the governments accountable? You know, it's really a fallacious notion. Like, it is an irrational concept to think that you can create this organization to hold everyone else accountable, but then why do you expect that entity to be accountable at all?
And it's not. I mean, that entity creates rules that says that it isn't accountable.
Right.
Well, don't worry, guys. I mean, we're talking about an agency that's run by human beings here. And human beings, you know, they have feelings and they care about their fellow man. And so thank goodness that, you know, these agencies, they get plenty of tax dollars and they can at the very least take care of these folks whose house they burned to the point where it's completely unlivable. I mean, at the very least, the police department can step up and they can provide a place for this family to live, because we're not talking about the den of some murderer like out of the movies of Anthony Hopkins or something like that. We're not talking about that. We're talking about a family home. This guy ran back to his family home when he was being pursued. So there's a family now that would be on the streets were it not for the police department and their caring. Oh, wait, no, the police didn't do anything to help these folks out. We'll tell you what's happening to them here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live at 800-259-9231. That is Burn Your House Down. You're screwed. Free Talk Live.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access. Built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub for boomers and beyond.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust wild food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. We invite you to our website, freetalklive.com. Actually, the main feature of the site allows you to control the content. So, for instance, you find something online that you think is interesting, maybe a YouTube video, perhaps it's a news article or a blog post. You submit it to our website, then other listeners can vote as to whether they like or dislike your suggestion. And the most liked will make it to the front page and the top of the website. You get to vote on things as well. So essentially it's like a social news aggregator that is where the content is 100% created by listeners like you. So this news story that we're sharing with you about the police burning, nearly burning down someone's home, making it essentially burn so much it's unlivable, this news story right there on the front page of freetalklive.com. So it's thanks to listeners like you for interacting with the website and submitting some really great content to it. Get on over there and do that. But freetalklive.com isn't the only liberty-oriented site where you can find interesting news.
Yeah, right. There's news aggregators all over, and a great one is Freedom's Phoenix. They claim to be exposing the secrets and uncovering the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com they get every day. The readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, the rise of the police state. Go down to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. It's freedomsphoenix.com.
Now, on this program, over the years, we've talked about the idea of private justice and the idea of private protection agencies. And as a voluntarist, as somebody who believes that humans should interact on a consensual basis, I support the idea of getting rid of the monopoly on protection. And that is essentially one of the government's claimed roles, is they claim that we are here to protect you. And of course, as we've pointed out, there's no actual obligation for them to protect you. That's one major factor that people need to know about. But besides that, they're claiming they're here to protect you, but their actions, you know, also show otherwise. In many cases, it's the government that's your greatest threat. It's the government that is threatening you with violence on a constant basis. It's the government that's taking peaceful people and putting them in cages. But every so often, they actually do collar a bad guy. They actually do, you know, get somebody who's a real-life danger to the community. There's no doubt about that. And I appreciate them when they actually do their jobs correctly. That's good. However, they're still a monopoly. They're still nearly completely unaccountable for their actions. And so a lot of people will look at that, and they'll look at the suggestion that we make on this program, and that is that, and I think you would all agree with me, that there should be an end to the monopoly, that there should be competition, there should be choice in the marketplace of protection services. Would you
yes.
all agree?
Yes, I would agree.
Yeah, I think that it'd be cheaper for people all around. If you look at your cut of local, state, federal policing organizations, and really the only protection that you need for yourself and your family is somebody to buzz by the house and maybe to call, you know, maybe have some kind of alarm system to call or that kind of thing. You'll spend far less money upkeeping organizations like that just individually, and you'll get better service, and you'll be guaranteed service and some kind of retribution if they don't do what they say they're going to do.
And most of the problems that people present about that sort of possibility, but there's a couple of things I have to say about that. One is, I don't think they'll ever compare to the problems that are presented by this unaccountable organization, for one thing. And secondly, a lot of the problems they present are not solved by creating the unaccountable organization. Sort of like there's concern that, you know, some people would not be protected because they wouldn't have they couldn't afford, you know, they're just really poor, Mark, and they can't afford to.
Because poor neighborhoods love
the police. I was going to say, poor neighborhoods are not getting protected right now. So again, there's this notion, you know, that governments do not serve the weak and the minorities and things like
right.
that. That is not in their nature to do. And they serve the powerful and the people that are, you know, really footing the bill anyway. And so that's not a problem that is solved by creating the unaccountable organization.
Generally, when you're dealing with situations of talking about the police, you're going to see middle class, upper middle class, and upper class people supporting the actions of the police.
Whereas respectable.
It's the people that you're concerned about. Oh, but the poor people wouldn't get police protection. They're not. They don't feel like they're getting protection.
They don't answer the door.
They're scared of the police, and for good reason.
Right.
You know, because they're not being protected by the police.
Right.
And
the police are, in fact, an organization.
They're usually being victimized by the police.
Designed to invade their neighborhoods and mess with them.
Yeah. So I bring this this aspect up because throughout the hour we've been talking about a story where in Blountville, Tennessee, the police and various different agencies, they essentially did a SWAT team raid on somebody's home, a family's home, and they were allegedly looking for a man who was wanted for a second-degree murder, but it was still a family's home. And so 14 tear gas canisters get shot in there, and the place catches on fire because, well, maybe. I mean, I'm not saying this would have happened if the canisters hadn't been expired. I don't know a lot about tear gas canisters, but these canisters were over 4 years expired.
It doesn't look good.
At this point. And so.
And again, the company recommendation was do not use these for anything but set for training purposes.
Right. So. But they used them in a live fire situation, and as a result of that, the house caught on fire, and it became completely unlivable as a result of that. And now the family's out on the streets. Well, they're not out on the streets thanks to the Red Cross, who's paying to put them up in a hotel room, thanks to charitable efforts of the local community, and no thanks whatsoever to the Blountville County Police Department or the city police or whatever, you know, various different. There were four different police agencies involved in the destruction of these people's home, but right now they're sitting in a hotel room thanks to the Red Cross and a local church who stepped up to fund their stay, not the police who were responsible. I understand part of the point of the story is the police are pointing fingers at one another to say, well, it wasn't us. It was them. They're the ones that were in charge. The other guys. And so nobody wants to take responsibility for it. But even if one agency did take responsibility for it, it doesn't mean that they would have the obligation to put these people up in a hotel room. And they don't, they're not interested in doing that because they don't have to worry about what their image looks like. You know, they might do it from an image standpoint to say, look how great we are. You know, we did wrong here. We accidentally burned down their house. We're going to make good by giving them a place to stay here and doing our best to help set them in a new apartment or a new home or something like that. No. We're just going to leave the tear gas canisters all over the effing place. We're going to leave them in the neighbor's yards. We're going to leave them all over, and we're just going to destroy your property, and then that's that. We'll just point our fingers at one another, and we're done with it. We're washing our hands of any level of responsibility for this as these people lose their family home. I mean, can you imagine being put into this situation?
I would be outraged. This is this kind of situation that creates terrorists.
After you've paid thousands upon thousands of dollars every single year in property taxes to these bureaucrats, you know, they've got all their social welfare programs and all this money that they're pouring into the welfare programs and the police state, but it hasn't done these folks a bit of good.
And that's just it. Here's the example where we said that they don't protect everybody. Here's the case where they're actually victimizing someone. And so this institution that's created under the notion of, oh dear, someone might not be able to afford protection if we don't create this organization that steals from people to pay for it and then make sure it protects poor people. But look at the situation where they're actually victimizing people and no one is going to hold them accountable now.
Right.
Were they a free market organization, they could be held accountable. There could be checks and balances in the free market against them.
Even if you just want to take the step that says that no longer, not 1 minute more, will we accept government agents being able to hide behind the shield of the government. At this point, you remove all sovereign immunity. You remove all limited immunity is what they call it? There's another step of immunity, and that's what the police have, in fact, that basically allows them to do anything that's within the bounds of their the rules of their organization or whatever, and then not get sued. You should be able to sue joint and severally every government agent that steps out, that does anything wrong. They should be responsible for their actions, every single one of them.
But instead of that, Mark, the sheriff's office declined, is from TriCities.com, declined an opportunity to answer questions Tuesday about the outdated tear gas, the amount of tear gas used, and the policy of cleaning up after such an extensive police operation. Captain Keith Elton.
Oh, by the way, the plumbers, when they come into the house, they'll wear these little paper booties on their feet in order to keep from sort of messing up your carpet or whatever. The cops, they just burn the whole place down.
Due to an ongoing investigation and the possibility of future litigation, no further information concerning the Ellis Road incident will be released at this time. Thank you. Actually, he didn't say thank you.
No.
1-800-259-9231. But I also wanted to bring this up to give an example of how something like this could work in the marketplace. Because a lot of people say, well, you guys, oh, let's just have critiques. You never have any solutions, which, of course, isn't true. We always have a solution. And that's freedom. 800-259-9231. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
As a small business owner, everyone keeps telling me that I need to communicate with my customers more often. But who has the time or the budget to launch a new marketing effort? I'm working hard enough just doing what I know how to do.
At iContact.com, we understand the challenges and pressures facing millions of small business owners. But if you're not using email marketing, you risk losing existing customers and prospects. iContact email marketing lets you easily communicate with your customers, find new prospects, and start accelerating your business growth. And now, our small business email marketing solution is absolutely free. Not a free trial, just free. How many other companies will help you grow your business for absolutely free? Visit iContact.com today. That's the letter I, contact.com, and start using email marketing that gets results. No more excuses. Visit iContact.com. That's the letter I, contact.com, and start growing your business today. iContact.com. Email marketing for everyone.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula. and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
All right. So, and if, by the way, you like the show, you like the fact that we give you the website for free, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in and reinvest it into this program, getting on more stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. Just announced our newest affiliate in Fargo, North Dakota, officially today, WDAY, on board for our Saturday program, which is great news, bringing our total affiliate count to 97 talk radio stations across the country.
And XM.
Plus XM and all the other listening options we've got. So you can go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more about that. But if you want to help us with getting on more stations, you become an amplifier, and it makes a difference for us. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp. As in advertise, market, and promote, amp.freetalklive.com. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the idea of market protection, the radical idea. And it seemed very radical to me the first time I heard about it. I had a tough time really internalizing this. Because
it's understandable, because we've been brought up to think that the only way to protect people is by having this monopoly on it.
Right, like there are all kinds of questions and valid questions that will come up when you talk about the idea of ending the government's monopoly on protection services.
And before you go on with this explanation, I'd like to once again pop in the caveat. We understand that these ideas are things that would exist in the future. They don't exist today. I think that a couple of viable steps that will solve many of the problems that we in the United States have with a overactive and adventurous and perhaps brazen policing networks is ending the war on drugs, holding government bureaucrats, whether police or anybody else, responsible individually for their acts.
Those would be nice.
Those two things.
I'd love to see that happen.
Huge steps.
I'd love to see that happen with the monopoly service. But beyond that, if we can actually get to those steps, Mark, then to move beyond that, we need to actually have a market and protections. We can have competition, so we can have innovation, so we can have competition for lowered prices as well, because the cops will spend whatever it is that they can spend, because they can just take whatever it is they want to take.
They'll spend, and then they'll spend more than they need to, because they know that they have to spend up to their budget in order to get guarantee the same budget. Then they push for more budget.
Whereas in the marketplace, businesses and entities are inspired, and charities or whatever are interested and motivated to spend less. They're incentivized to be as efficient as possible, unlike the government. So it's a completely reverse situation. But people will say, well, you guys, you're speculating. You don't know what things would be like. And it's true. I never would claim to know the way the market will decide
and
to handle protection services.
And that's true. And it's the same excuse that they used. Just remember, in the 1850s, they said, we can't get rid of slavery. Who will pick the cotton?
Mm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, at that point, it was the seen and the unseen. The idea was, look, we have to have people pick the cotton. We have to have slaves pick the cotton. It will be too expensive otherwise. We will not be able to compete in the world economy because of shipping costs. And therefore, our nation as we know it will dissolve and die. Western civilization hinges on the fact that we have owned black people. And that was the excuse that was made. There is no excuse, people, not one, for doing something immoral in order to get what you believe is the ends don't justify the means, especially in this circumstance.
Sure, and the immorality, of course, is threatening people with violence if they don't want to pay for this awful one-size-fits-all monopoly protection system and the other monopoly things that the government does. So even though we who are advocates of the free marketplace, and we don't have a free market today in anything for the most part, those of us who are advocates of the free market and market protection, we can't exactly predict what the market will look like. But we do have indicators in the current marketplace that we can look at, examples that we can look to and say, oh, well, you know, it might work. It might work like this. So, for instance, let's take this situation. These poor people have been, basically taken out of their home due to the police's negligence or stupidity or aggression or whatever it is that caused this 14 tear gas canisters to be rolled into a house where they thought there was somebody who was hiding out. Turned out he wasn't even there. And they catch the house on fire and make it completely unlivable and scorch all kinds of property, basically taking the family out of this home and putting them onto the streets. Luckily, local charities picked them up and took care of them and put them up in a hotel room.
But, Ian, if a private organization might not handle such a situation responsibly,
they'll handle it more responsibly because they'll have an insurance policy that could be, much easier revoked than a government insurance policy. Government police departments do have an insurance underwriting to some extent, but they're never held responsible for anything they do, so it doesn't really matter too much for the most part.
And if you try to make the claim, then, especially if you're in a small community, people in, like where I live, people will complain that you're costing the town money.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have some kind of legitimate grievance with the government, the only avenue you have is to sue their butts.
Because they're being robbed, they're upset about
that. And then the
right?
people of the community say, you're suing us.
Yeah.
Well, it's the organizations that you set up. It's the rules you voted on.
Because the agents themselves aren't, you can't sue them. If you're going to sue, you have to sue the department of the town because the agents can't be held individually liable for those choices. So the private agency, the market-based protection agency, would A, have the incentive to be as cautious as they could when it comes to apprehending dangerous suspects. They wouldn't just be able to just shrug off, oh, let's just launch some tear gas in there and who cares if the house gets set on fire? We have no liability. Instead, they would be operating under full liability. They would be the ones who would be completely responsible for their own actions, and so would be much more cautious when entering into these situations. But even if something did happen, even if something horrible did happen, it would be much less likely, but even if it did happen, like this house being scorched, if that did happen, their insurance company would cover it, and it's likely in the same way that, for instance, oh, I don't know, your auto insurance will offer you, in many cases, a freebie loaner car. Like if you get in a car wreck, a lot of auto insurance plans, one of the perks is if you get your car wrecked, they give you a car. So you can still go to work while it's being repaired or the body damage is being banged out. There's no reason why these insurance providers and protection agencies wouldn't say, like, look, if we make a mistake and we destroy property that was completely unnecessary in the process of bringing some criminal to justice, you'll be completely made whole. You'll be made whole, and we'll even give you a place to stay while you wait for the house to be repaired.
I think people's concern in that area would be something to the effect of, well, how is a free market organization going to have the legitimacy of trying to bring a dangerous person to justice? Doesn't that dangerous person, aren't they free to go in a free marketplace?
Free to go where?
Well, whatever they want to do.
Well, not if they're hurting people.
Well, so hurting people takes a moment in time.
Yeah.
What about the times afterwards? I mean, if they're not hurting somebody
wanted,
at that time.
If they're wanted for aggression, then it's in the insurance company or the whoever you want to call it, the protection agency has a case to make against a person. If they're not coming in voluntarily to go to arbitration, they can be brought in against their will because they violated someone's rights.
How can one of these organizations make a case without being able to say search that person's house? I mean, don't they have the right not to have their house searched?
I don't know about that, Mark. I guess it would just all depend because it wouldn't be obviously if it's private property, they don't just have the right to go on that property. But that doesn't mean that the cable repairman or somebody like that couldn't do it. I don't know how they're going to gather their information, Mark, but private investigators have ways of getting information that the police can't get.
Indeed they do.
And so, they would have to build a case before they used aggression against a suspect, because you wouldn't want to aggress against somebody if it was the wrong person.
So, see, this is the accountability we're talking about. I mean, it's good that Mark brought it up, because it's a good devil's advocate question, what gives them the right to arrest someone in the first place? Well, what should, how should anyone have the right to do that? They need to be being aggressed against, and they need to be reluctant to do such a thing if they aren't being aggressed against, because they need to be able to be held accountable.
Because
if
they're fully liable.
Someone's rights.
And
right, the police agency is not liable. They violate people's rights all the time, people who are not actually guilty, who are right. not aggressing against anyone. And it needs to be very clear, and they need to be able to make, they need to not do it unless they can make a good case that, yes, this person was aggressing, so we had a right to arrest them.
Most crimes go unsolved, and today most crimes go unsolved. As the crimes go up the ladder of importance, it's more likely they'll get someone. Of course, as they go up the ladder of importance, it also seems more likely that the wrong person is going to be convicted. So you have you have these strange interactions that go on. The public doesn't care. If what was that little girl in Colorado that got the
Jomini Ramsey?
Yeah, was she the beauty queen
yeah.
girl? Okay, so the public doesn't care if the right person gets arrested, just so long as someone gets arrested,
mm-hmm.
right? And I think the outcry is still going on. I don't know everything about that case. I just kind of remember in the back of my mind that they didn't catch anybody. And some people say it's the dad. Some people will say all kinds of things.
All right, so 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Airline security coming up. Over in the UK, they've gone way farther than I think anybody could have imagined. 1-800-259-9231. I'm surprised that I am surprised at what these people are doing. It's that outrageous. More coming up here. Hour number 3 is next. You can take control at 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.